Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. So today, the sermon, we're going to talk about Peter, the disciple. So in the past few months, we have been discussing here about how to become a disciple of God. Because in a Christian's life, there's nothing more important than to realize that nothing is more important than become a follower or disciple of God. Because it encompasses all of the promises and gifts that God wants to give us. All of those good things are given to God's disciples. And I firmly believe that, brothers and sisters, whether or not in our Sunday service or in your regular weekly fellowship, brothers and sisters has becoming more aware of this.
基督徒不是只是一个宗教的一个信仰者。
You know, being a Christian, it's definitely you're not a religious practitioner.
Yeah. 作为一个基督徒，不是只是为了你在这个世界上面离开之后，死亡以后，好像心里面有一个寄托，或者是有一个这个担保可以进天堂。
And you know, becoming a Christian is definitely not merely feeling the sense of safety or guarantee when you pass on to the afterlife.
作为一个基督徒。 事实上就是我们每一个人听见主耶稣基督呼召我们来跟随他。But
becoming a Christian, as a matter of fact, is the act of that we act after hearing the calling of Jesus.
主耶稣基督呼召我们的就是让我们知道我们的罪已经得到赦免。 而神所创造所要赐给我们生命的丰富和美好是属于我们的。
Becoming a Christian is hearing not only our Lord Jesus Christ calling, but also fully understand that all of this goodness, the promise, the glory of eternal life, it's all added onto us. So in mere sense, when hearing Jesus' calling is to follow him.
你要来跟随我。 我在父神里面所有的生命就是属于你的。
And if you follow me, all of the promise that I have in my Father is yours.
既然一个真正的基督徒就是主耶稣基督的门徒。
So if a real Christian is the disciple of Jesus.
所以我们当然要对如何做主的门徒要有一个认识。
So we really need to have a good and clear understanding of how to act as a disciple of Jesus.
在这个英文字里面 英文的这个字里面有一个字叫做 discipleship.
所以在在
you can say in English, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. It's New Year's,
yeah.
Still early.
So,
can you do that in your
own?
I just totally
English,
lost it.
So we have a word in English that describes how to be a discipleship of Christ, and that's the word is discipleship.
Discipleship. Mm-hmm.
Right? 中文呢，很可惜没有这个词。
Unfortunately, that word is lacking in Chinese translation.
那么在中国的教会里面当中，或华人的教会当中呢，这个 discipleship 就翻译成什么？
So in the Chinese community church, how is this discipleship translated?
Thank you, Pastor Alex. 那很多教会呢，或在信徒当中呢，就称之为门徒训练。
So then, in a lot of churches, it's translated into the training of
discipleship.
Training, yeah. All
right. Okay. Or disciple training.
Mm-hmm.
那么门徒训练就变成一套系列的课程。
So then, this disciple training is then translated into a series of classes.
那 有这个书,
there is the study of the book,
然后有这个作业簿,
and then there are some worksheets.
然后呢，就有几周或者是几年的不断的这个阶段次的这个上课。
And then these courses are then broken down into tiers of a couple of months and a couple of years of training completion.
那你如果经过了这些作业部和课堂或者这几周的训练几次之后呢，你就是受过门徒训练了。
And then it is thought that after you have completed these courses, you are qualified as a disciple.
那你如果没有上过这些课的话，你就没有门徒训练了。
And then so if you didn't attend these courses, then you never received the training of discipleship.
那曾经有人在教会里面问我们说，教会有没有门徒训练？
So I was asked before about this church, do we have discipleship training courses?
你们说呢？
And what do you guys think? Every day is a discipleship.
That's right. 我们没有门徒训练的课程。
So we don't officially have these quote-unquote disciple training course.
但是我们每日的生活就是在学习如何做主的门徒。
But our daily lives that we go through every moment is indeed the training.
我们2023年教会的今年度的主题是什么？
So what is our main thing of year 2023?
每日亲近主。
To come close to the Lord every day.
对, 然后每日经历主,
and then to
是不是?
Experience the Lord every day.
To walk with the Lord and to... We should all know this, right?
我们大家都应该知道,
okay. 中文是什么? 每日亲近主, 每日经历主. And what is it in English? What's the theme? What's the theme and vision of our church this year?
Jonathan.
All right. What is to... Walking and experiencing God daily. Walking and experiencing God daily. 这个主题是什么? 这个主题就是做主的门徒。
So what is that all about? Well, that is all about being the disciple of God.
当主耶稣基督在这世上的传道的时候, 他呼召了一群门徒跟随他。
So while Jesus walked this earth, what did he do? He called a group of people to be his disciples,
是不是?
Apostles.
那么这些门徒是不是就来到他的面前?
And didn't these disciples come before him?
然后每个主日跟主耶稣基督见面,
and see Jesus face to face every Sunday.
是不是?
Is that right?
然后跟着耶稣读一本书,
and then they read the same book with Jesus.
然后好，上完课了，谢谢老师。
So after class, they thank Jesus.
然后回去上班上学。
And then they resume back into the daily life, whether back to work or back to school.
去工作，去照顾家人。
To take care of family, to conduct work.
然后呢，礼拜天来了又来，主耶稣，你好。
And then come back another Sunday and say, "Hey, what's up, Jesus?"
我们又跟着他。 主耶稣读本书,
and then we continue reading the book with Jesus.
然后这样子做主门徒,
and then so they think they are being disciples with Jesus.
是这样吗?
Is that the right way to think?
当主耶稣基督呼召他的门徒,
when Jesus called his disciples,
记得他说你们要来跟随我,
he said to them, "You are to follow me."
他们就把他们的工作，把他们其他的事情放下，他们就跟着耶稣。
And when these people heard that calling, what they dropped their work, they dropped whatever they were doing, and they came and followed Jesus.
三年的时间，他们跟着耶稣。
And within the time period of 3 years,
他们从主耶稣基督的话语的教导上面学习。
They learned from the teaching of Jesus.
但是更多他们从主耶稣基督的生活和生命上面他们学习。
But more importantly, they learned from Jesus' life and Jesus' actions.
主耶稣基督不是只是把圣经的话或神的启示教导给他的门徒。
No, so Jesus not only taught them the revelations of God or God's word to these disciples.
对，主耶稣基督在他们每天的生活当中， 就算是他们的食衣住行这些生活当中必要的事情上面， 主耶稣基督将神的智慧教导给他们。
But also Jesus taught them in their daily conducts, whether they're eating, sleeping, or doing anything, God, Jesus has taught them the way of God in their daily conduct.
主耶稣基督让他的门徒学到看人看事的时候，从一个属世属肉体的眼光变成一个属灵属天的眼光去看人看事。
Jesus has taught them the transformation of viewing people in the human fleshly ways into viewing people in the godly way.
而在这样子的一个学习做主门徒的过程当中
and then through this process of learning to be discipleship of Jesus,
主耶稣的门徒就渐渐的有了属灵的样式，有了属灵的性格。
And then these disciples slowly adopted the image of Jesus.
这是神要在我们的生命当中所要做的一个奇妙的转变。
And this is the wonderful thing that Jesus or God wants to do in our lives.
神是圣洁的，他是美善的。
Now we all know God is holy and God is kind.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
而神所赐给我们的这个生命，就是要让我们像他一样，能够有圣洁，能够有美善。
And then this new life that God given us is to be like him, to have good and holiness.
所以我们怎么样子学习做主的门徒，不但是在我们对神的话语知识上面要学习。
So when we think about being disciples of God, not only we need to gain knowledge in God's word,
更重要的是在我们的每日的生活当中，我们要看见神是怎么样的引领我们。
Furthermore, we are to see in our daily life how God uses us.
所以我们在学习如何做主门徒的时候，我们来看主耶稣基督门徒的生命。
So as we learn how to be disciples ourselves, we ought to look at Jesus' disciples. What are they like?
今天要看的是使徒彼得。
So the person we're looking at today is disciple Peter.
主耶稣基督有十二个跟随他的门徒称为使徒。
So there are 12 people that follow Jesus and they are the apostles. Of Jesus.
彼得是十二门徒之首。
And Peter is the head of these apostles.
为什么他是十二门徒之首？
And so why is he the head of these 12 men?
因为他的性格最强。
Because he has this fierce personality.
他天生就是一个有领袖的风格。
Well, he was born with the charisma of leadership.
但你知道什么叫做有领袖风格的人？
So what do you guys all know what is the charisma of leadership like? What's it like?
Oh, I don't know, it's charisma, but quality, I
quality,
guess.
Quality.
讲话大声。
So he's loud.
对不对？
Sure.
还有呢？
What else?
固执。
He's stubborn.
Huh? What's that?
He's a bully.
Oh. Okay. 有人说有勇气。
So he is,
有胆量。
He's gutsy. He's you know, he's courageous.
Mm-hmm. 敢站在人面前讲话。
He's not afraid to speak in front of a crowd of people.
Okay. 这些都是好的个性。那所谓有领袖风格的人，还有什么问题呢？
Well, so, you know, we oftentimes consider these good qualities, but, you know, what kind of problems does people that possess these qualities have on the flip side?
自以为是。
Well, you know, they are narcissistic.
只有他们是对的。
They think they're always right, self-centeredness.
是不是？
Right?
然后喜欢纠正人。
Oh, they like to correct people.
冲动。
They're impulsive.
有时候甚至你可以说他是鲁莽，就是不经大脑之后去做事情。
Sometimes you think that they act without thinking.
彼得是这样的一个人。
So Peter fits within all of this.
彼得虽然是一个有领袖风格的人，
although Peter has these qualities of leadership,
而且在门徒当中，神也设立他作为使徒。
And also, not only that, but also Jesus personally set him to be the leaders of his apostles.
但是彼得在他做这个领袖的这个性格当中， 有他的好的地方， 但是同样也有许许多多他的缺点。
So while Peter was being this leader of these apostles, he has his good, but he also had his bad.
彼得在圣经当中事实上是一个很突出的人。
So, you know, in the Bible, Peter is a person, that character that stands out.
因为在圣经当中对其他使徒的描写没有像彼得这么多。
Because the description of apostles, Peter has the most descriptive.
在四福音书里面 所提到的人名啊,
in the four books of gospel, you know, the names that are mentioned,
除了主耶稣基督之外, 提最多的就是彼得。
Other than Jesus Christ himself, the second is Peter.
彼得大概是在20岁左右, 我们相信大概是20岁左右的时候, 被主耶稣呼召跟随他。
So it is believed that Peter was called to follow Jesus in around the age of 20 years old.
然后呢, 在他年老的时候, 可能五六十岁, 事实上就在他在这个, 殉道之前, 他写了一卷书。
And then it is believed before about 50 or 60 years of age, before he gave his life up for the Lord, he wrote these books.
就是彼得前后书。
And then these are the First and Second Peters.
所以事实上呢, 神让我们借着圣经里面可以看到 彼得从一个年轻, 这个, 还有许许多多的属肉体性格的一个人, 如何成熟成长到一个属灵被神重用的一个属灵领袖的一个生活的描述。
So factually, in the Bible, you can see that how Peter transformed from a 20-year-old newly called lots of flesh into the seasoned, older, matured, 50, 60-year-old spiritual leader.
我们看到保罗他是一个男人, 甚至他是一个有领袖, 这个, 风格的一个男人。
So it is obvious we can see that Peter is a man and man of this leadership quality.
但是时常我们看见他冲动, 他鲁莽。
And, but then oftentimes we can see his impulsiveness, his ruthlessness.
我们可以看到他很有男人气概的拍胸脯, 他可以, 可以夸口说, 什么事情我都不怕, 什么事情我都可以做。
And we can oftentimes see him, you know, pounding on his chest and boasting of his fearlessness that nothing scares him.
主啊, 全世界的人都要背叛你, 我绝对不会。
He even boasted that, loose paraphrase, while everyone will betray you, I will never, Jesus.
可是同时我们看到彼得在他的生命当中, 他也有因为害怕, 因为软弱,
and at the same time, we also see Peter in his life, due to fear for his own life, that he had backed down from his courage and he was scared.
但是主耶稣基督三年带领他,
but in the 3 years of Jesus leading him,
慢慢地在教导他,
and slowly teaching him,
塑造他的性格,
and in shaping him, his character, his personality.
许许多多的知识, 许许多多的学习,
much of learning and much of knowledge.
但是这一切很多是在主耶稣基督升天之后，当圣灵降临到他的生命当中, 他充满着圣灵, 在这几十年的生活当中, 他慢慢慢慢体会到神话语给他的
But most of his learning was after Jesus has risen to the heavens, and when Peter was filled with the Spirit, he had slowly learned this matureness through his own realizing experience.
他仍然是一个男人,
he's still a man.
而且很有男人气概,
he's still the manly man that we all know him as.
也仍然是一个领袖,
and he's still a leader.
但是我们看见他是一个服从权柄的人,
but then we see that now he's submissive.
我们看见他是一个自我克制的领袖,
and now we see that he has self-restraint.
我们看见他谦虚退让,
and now he knows humility. And then he serves in humility with the servanthood mentality.
他虽然带领人，他虽然担责任，但是他有同情怜悯的心。
Although he leads and he bears much responsibility, but he also has compassion.
让我们看见他的勇气和胆量已经不再是血肉，这个血气。 而是一种成熟属灵的勇气。
So we see that his courage is not of flesh, but is of spirituality.
今天我只对彼得做一个简单的介绍。
So today I'm just giving a brief, introduction to Peter.
但下一周我们要好好的来认识到彼得，他是如何被神塑造，而他这属灵的。
But next week we'll dive deeper into how Peter's characteristics or his persona is being shaped by God. So when I was preparing for today's message,
本来只是想这个彼得要做大家的榜样啊。
I was just thinking that, Peter should be everybody's role model.
一个属灵的榜样。
The role model of spirituality.
那就应该说被塑造而成为属灵的人。
So it is to say, shape to become a godly man.
No. So because I want Peter to be an example for everyone, then you would just say a person who's been shaped to become godly.
However, through praying and waiting for God's reveal, I thought it'd be better, more fitting to with the newly, as you see the title now, he is shaped to become a godly man.
因为一个属神，一个属灵的男人，
because a man that belongs to God,
跟一个属灵跟属神的女人是不一样的。
Well, it's very different from a woman that belongs to God.
而彼得他的生命和神在他生命当中所做的一切，
and Peter, everything that he did in his lifetime,
很多方面是针对男人的。
He is mainly focused to men.
彼得的那种男人的气概和那种胆量，我们的男，我在座的弟兄们很多都可以很容易的能够去这个体会。Because,
I believe the brothers here could really relate to that, the manhood, this manly courage, this manliness of that Peter possesses.
可是同样的，彼得那种 在肉体里面做男人想要做领袖的那种缺点。
But then at the same time, in his fleshness,
In his flesh. 是我们在座姊妹们都非常了解的。
The shortcoming of man acting in his pure flesh, now we can understand that our sisters are all well known too well about.
许多女人对男人的批评就是保罗的缺点的批评。Because
a lot of these shortcomings of men and the criticisms that men receive is this manliness of Peter when exampled in flesh.
Yeah. 所以我们的盼望是当我们来看彼得的时候。
So my hopes is when we dive into looking at Peter,
教会的弟兄们可以以他作为一个借镜，做一个榜样。Brothers
in the church could use this as a mirror for reflection.
那同样的，对姊妹们来讲，就是我们要来为教会的弟兄们祷告。And
then for the sisters in church, you are to pray for the brothers in the church.
还没有结婚的年轻的姊妹们。To
those that are still single, the sisters are single and young.
你们要对一个属灵的男人的样式和模范，你要有一个认识。
You are to have a clear idea in your head of what a godly man is like.
什么样的人是在被神塑造的?
And then what, and then to be able to recognize what kind of man is in the process of being shaped by God.
教会的妻子姊妹们,
and to the wives,
也可以知道如何为自己的丈夫祷告,
to know how to pray for your husbands.
所以很感谢神，刚好这一周、下周都是我讲到。
Well, praise the Lord, you know, I get this week and next week to preach.
所以今天呢，我们就先把彼得做一个很简单的介绍。That's
why we would just give a brief introduction to Peter.
彼得是耶稣的十二个使徒当中的领袖。So,
Peter is the leader of the 12 apostles.
在福音书里面每一次提到主耶稣基督的门徒的时候， 这十二个名字，彼得总是第一个被列出来的。
Every time when the 12 apostles of Jesus is mentioned, Peter is always the first.
然后最后一个提到的永远都是犹大。
And then the last to be mentioned is Judas.
那我们以后有机会我会讲犹大。
And then, you know, when opportunity comes, we will talk about Judas.
那这些人呢，是主，也是主耶稣基督亲自呼召的。
And you know, these 12 apostles are called personally by Jesus.
在约翰福音第15章里面，主耶稣基督对他的这些使徒说：“是我拣选了你们，不是你拣选了我。”
In John chapter 15, it clearly stated in loose paraphrase, Jesus said to them, "It is I who chose you, and not you chosen me."
而神拣选他们的时候，之前我跟弟兄姐妹分享过，是有神在他们身上的旨意。
And when Jesus had picked these men, there is a purpose. There's a purposeful
selection.
Because in these men's lives, there are things that Jesus wants them to fulfill.
同样，当我们在想我们是基督徒的时候，
so at the same time, when we think about our lives as Christians and disciples,
弟兄姐妹，今天如果一个基督徒认为是我们选择了耶稣，
so if in any circumstance we think that we picked Jesus,
我们选择了这个宗教,
we picked this religion,
世界上面这么多宗教我们总要选一个,
so if you have the mentality of, oh, in this many religions that exist, we have to pick one,
那这样的一个基督徒是得不到神的生命
If you have this mentality, then you will never receive the gifts of God and the presence of Jesus.
因为今天主耶稣基督对每一个属于他的人，神的儿女，他都会有一个呼召。
Because there is a calling for every person that belongs.
当我们了解到今天我之所以是基督徒，因为我的爱我的主。 呼召了我，而我回应了他，我跟随他，那你就可以真正进入到神所赐给基督徒那所有一切的应许。
Because if you've truly realized that I am called by Jesus, then you will be able to enter that domain of understanding and have the purposeful identity of God's fulfillment.
然后我们才能够开始了解到神要我们在我们的生命当中，他给我们的托付是什么。
And then you will understand that what it is that God has laid on your shoulders.
你生命的目标真正有意义、有价值、有内涵的是什么？
And what is that true purpose that is abundant in meaning? And what is that target in your life?
因为主耶稣基督呼召了你。
Because Jesus called you.
因为你回应了他,
and that you responded.
所以你的一生一世都是神，都是主在为你负责。
Then your entire life, Jesus is responsible for it.
主耶稣基督对彼得和这群使徒的呼召，有一个在他们的生命当中有一个特别的目的。
So there is a special purpose when Jesus called these 12 apostles.
给他们的托付在以弗所书2章20节，我们看到就是他要在借着使徒，借着先知要建立他的教会。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, it is clearly saw that it is to build the church.
主耶稣基督是房角石。
And that Jesus will be the cornerstone of that church.
而使徒是要传讲神的话语，是要去建造神的教会。
And the apostles are to spread the word of Jesus and build his church.
圣灵启示他们，所以他们讲出来的话，他们的教导，他们写出来的这些福音书信，就成为了神话语的启示。
And led by the Spirit, all that they said and all that they've written became the word of God.
他们自己得到了神的福音，他们就将神的福音传讲出去。
And they, same as they received, the same received God's gospel, they spread, they shared that same gospel to the world.
这群使徒不但是有主耶稣基督的托付，同样有主耶稣基督的印，神赐给他们的印证。
And not only do these apostles have
a commission
from Jesus.
他们有印证, there are proof that goes with
it. They have proof as well.
他们有特别的属灵的恩赐，能够行神迹奇事异能。
Because they have special gifts and they can perform miracles.
并且神应允他们将来在新耶路撒冷新的创造里面，新耶路撒冷的基石有十二根支柱，就是这使徒们的名字。
And that God had promised them that in the new Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that will be built in the new kingdom, the 12 main beams, there will be 12 main beams that support the temple, and each of those beams will bear their name.
彼得在十二使徒当中是最突出的。
And Peter stands out the most among the 12 apostles.
除了主耶稣基督的名字，在四福音书里面，彼得的名字出现最多。
And you know, second to Jesus, in mentioning count in the books of, in the gospel books.
然后主耶稣基督与彼得的对话也最多。
And then also, Jesus had the most conversations with Peter.
那有些时候呢？主耶稣基督称赞彼得。
Well, there's many times when Jesus had praised Peter.
可是很多时候是指责他。
But at the same time, there are many times when Jesus, corrected Peter. 嗯哼。
彼得，主耶稣基督对彼得的指责有的时候是很严厉的。
And you know, some of these corrections were harsh.
如果我们去读福音书里面的记载，你会看见。主耶稣基督从来没有对其他的门徒讲过这么严厉的话。
And you will see that it's obvious that Jesus, the harshness to Peter is not shown to any of the other disciples.
然后你知道，在主耶稣基督的门徒当中，从来没有一个是像彼得一样指责耶稣的。
And you know, there's never been another apostle that actually.Went back and accused Jesus.
没有人敢像彼得这样对着他的主，对着他的老师去说你错了。
And there's never another apostle that dared went to their rabbi or their lord and said that you are wrong.
但是同样的，我们也看到没有其他的门徒像彼得一样是这么的支持耶稣。
And but then we also never seen another apostle.That had supported Jesus like Peter.
这么直接的，然后敞开的去这个鼓励支持他的主。
The directness, the openness that Peter had directed to Jesus in his support.
所以主耶稣基督也常常对着彼得说：“你说的很好，你做的很好。”
That's why Jesus also oftentimes praised Peter, such as "You did good."Or you said well.
可是呢，很多时候因为彼得说的或做的是错误的，所以主耶稣基督对他说了很严厉的斥责。
But oftentimes there are many times when Peter said or did the wrong thing. Jesus had been harsh when correcting Peter.
那主耶稣基督讲的话很重。
And the comments were heavy. Now, you know, we can learn to love this character, Peter. And we can try to relate to him. Because, you know, Peter at in the end is just a man.
那但是认识彼得对我们来说是一件好的事情。
But really knowing and understanding what kind of person Peter is beneficial to him.
那就是神事实上常常将一个不完美的人，不是说常常，神就是将一个不完美的人，一个不完美的灵魂，他能够改造，使他成为一个合神心意有用的人。
And the matter of the fact is God always takes in an imperfect human and use them, he or she, and mature them into this more perfected human being.
一个软弱的，有缺点的人,
a person with many flaws and it's oftentimes weak.
是神爱的对象。
It is the one that God loves.
也是神能够改造而成为被他重用的器皿。
And also, many times, the most important and often used tool of God.
彼得的生命就是这样子。
And that is Peter's life.
彼得他原名叫做西门。
So Peter is his. It's not always Peter. His original name, his main name is Simon.
他是犹太人，所以他希伯来的名字叫做西门。
So you know he was a Jew. So his Hebrew name was Simon.
然后呢，他原本是做打鱼的。
And he is a fisherman by trade.
那我们了解，事实上在加利利沿岸渔业非常非常的这个盛行。
And we all know that in the coast of Galilee, fishing is an often practiced trade.
他与他的一家可能都是打鱼为业的。
And you know, more than likely, Simon and his entire family, they are all in the fishing business.
那他应该不是一个很可怜的、单独的、贫穷的打鱼的人。
And most likely, Peter is not this solitary and poor fisherman.
他是从一个打鱼事业家庭里面出来的一个人。
He's probably from a family that is well-developed fishing industry.
Right. 所以他的家境应该是不错的。
So, you know, he should be coming from a pretty well-off background.
那他跟他的兄弟就是住在加利利海沿岸的城里面，
加百农。And he and his brothers live in the cities along the coast of Galilee.
很多人可能不知道这一点。
So many might not know this.
彼得是有太太的。
Peter has a wife. Had a wife.
圣经里面其他的使徒有没有妻子，我们不知道。
Now we don't know if the other apostles have a spouse or not.
可是彼得是。
But we do know as a fact that Peter does have a wife.
甚至很可能他的妻子曾经也跟他一起跟着耶稣去这个生活过。
And even so, that his wife is believed to also have traveled and followed Jesus with Peter for a short time.
那有一次保罗的岳母生病了。
Because one time, Peter's mother-in-law were sick.
那主耶稣基督甚至医治了他的岳母。
And Jesus even healed his mother-in-law.
彼得他原本的名字是西门。
So we know that his original name was Simon.
但是主耶稣基督改了他的名字。
But Jesus changed his name, given him a new name.
所以他被称为彼得。
And so he is called Peter.
在圣经里面你会读到彼得，那是他的希腊文的名字。
And you will learn by reading the Bible that Peter is his Greek name.
或是基法，这是就是 Cephas， 这是他亚兰文，就是他们希伯来文的希伯来人的官话的语言。
And Cephas, another name of his, is that of a Hebrew official language.
所以当我们来认识这位，有些人称他为西门彼得的时候，我们就会发现他事实上就跟你我没有两样。
So when we come and learn about this, oftentimes called Simon Peter, we'll understand that he's no different from you and I.
他有他的许许多多的优点。
He has many good qualities.
但是同样他有许多的缺点。
At the same time, he possesses many bad qualities.
他有许许多多他的长处。
And he has many of his strengths.
同样他有他许多的短处。
But he's never lacked of shortcomings.
但是做人就是这样子。
But then that is all about being a person.
你知道就算是我们是蒙恩得救的基督徒。
Even if we were even as a saved Christian.
当我们如今还在世上过生活的时候。
As long as we are on this earth,
当我们还在这个肉体当中的时候,
as long as we are in our flesh,
在我们回到天国之前, 或者是主耶稣基督再来临之前, 我们的生命就是有许多起起伏伏。
Whether we go to our heavenly home or when Jesus comes again, our lives will be filled of ups and downs.
在彼得的生命当中有很多很多突出的事件，但是我们就捡几个有这个几件特别突出的，我们来讲。
So you know there are many many things that Peter had done in his life that's worth mentioning, but we'll only mention a few of its outstanding ones.
彼得从神里面得到很大很大的启示。
So Peter had received a huge reveal from God.
Revelation, yeah.
Revelation from God.
你看马太福音第十六章。
So let's look at Matthew's chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章第十三节，耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的这个境内，他就问他的门徒说：“人都说人子是谁？”他们就说：“有人说是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。”那耶稣就说：“那你们说我是谁啊？”西门彼得他就说你是基督是永生神的儿子耶稣就对他说西门啊你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的指示给你的乃是我在天上的父指示的
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi he asked his disciples,Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him,Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
西门彼得从神那边得到了一个属灵的一个看见。
Simon Peter received this vision from God.
这个启示是人不可能知道。
This revelation.No other man could possibly know.
但是他却因为他追求神，他爱慕神。
But because Simon Peter pursues and loves God,
神把这世人眼睛被世这个属世的事情蒙蔽，被撒旦魔鬼的计谋蒙蔽的这个环境当中，他看见了属天的真理。
And then God allowed Simon Peter alone to see this fact that is hidden.From other unbelievers that are purposely hidden from the enemy.
从他的口中，他说出了耶稣是永生神的儿子。
And through Simon Peter's mouth, he proclaimed that Jesus is his eternal life God's son.
在约翰福音第约翰福音第六章。
And in John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章第六十六节。
John chapter 6, verse 66. I got it. Just a moment.
离开了耶稣。他们这些人，你也可以称他们为门徒，但事实上他们只是跟随耶稣的人。那因为他们听不下去耶稣的教导，所以他们就离开了耶稣。
After this, many of the disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
所以耶稣就对那他十二个门徒，就是这十二个使徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得就说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
And so Jesus said to the 12 of his disciples, do you want to go away as well? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
彼得他在属灵的这个信心当中，他看耶稣，他看得非常的准。
And you know, Peter, in his believing faith, he sees Jesus for truly who he is.
这也是神给他的启示。
And this is a revelation from God to Peter.
耶稣是有永生之道的，是除了他以外没有别的人，他要去归从的。
That Jesus, Peter knows that Jesus is the one who have the word of eternal life.
所以彼得是一个从神那边领受启示的人。
And so it is clear that Peter is a man who have many revelations from God.
不是只是一般的启示，是这个世界上面的人所不能明白、不能了解的启示。
And these revelations are ones that are hidden from the rest of the world.
但是这样的一个人。同样在属灵上面也会犯错的。
However, for a man such as this also commits mistakes.
相同在马太福音第十六章，当彼得认耶稣是基督之后。
So similarly in Matthew's chapter 13,
Matthew 16,
when Peter has acknowledged that
Jesus was Christ.
Jesus was Christ.
然后耶稣在第二十一节里面，他就跟他的门徒说：“我要去耶路撒冷，我要受到长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，甚至我会被杀，然后我第三日要复活。”
So at this point, Jesus is telling his apostles that he's going to Jerusalem and how he was going to be mocked and given a very hard time by the officials.And even to die, but to rise from the dead 3 days later.
彼得二十二节就拉着他，对他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你的身上。”
But Peter took Jesus to the side and began to rebuke him and say, "Far be it from you, Lord."
他对主耶稣基督说。这件事情不能发生在你身上。
And he's pretty much telling the Jesus that this can't happen to you, my Lord.
结果主耶稣基督对他说什么？
So, but then, what did Jesus said back to him?
主耶稣基督指着彼得说：“撒旦，退到我后面去。”
He, Jesus, pointed to Peter, but said, "Get behind me, Satan."
你绊我的脚，是因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men.
彼得是爱主。
Hey, Peter loves the Lord.
彼得是关心他的主。
He cares about his Lord.
你必定不要受到杀害，你必定不会死。
He tells his Lord, "You will not be harmed, and you shall not be dead."
那换来的是耶稣对他说：“撒旦。”
But what did he get? What did Peter get in return? Peter get pointed and be called Satan.
你若是彼得,
Now, let's imagine you as Peter.
你知道彼得是那个好学生。
Hey, the Peter is that A student.
A plus student.
他是那个老师问问题第一个举手的。 He's the one that always raises his hand when a question is asked by the rabbi.
他是那个上课不坐最后面，是坐第一排的。
He's the one that sits right in front of the rabbi in classes.
他体贴他的老师，体贴他的主。
He loves his Lord and his teacher.
然后呢，他一回答，耶稣说撒旦。
And when he had given this answer, the immediate response from his teacher is being called a Satan.
你这个魔鬼，你这个诱惑我的。
You tempter, you devil.
那天不好受。
Nah, that was a bad day for Peter.
他领受到属天的启示，但是同样他体贴他的肉体。
But see, this is clear that even though Peter is revealed by much of the heavenly knowledge, but Peter at the same time clings onto his flesh, earthly flesh. So when Peter acts correctly with the heavenly revelations, he is praised by Jesus.
眼目或者是心态表达出来的时候，主耶稣基督的谴责，同样的为了爱他教导他，是很直接，是很严厉的。
But when Peter followed his manly flesh and looked through his earthly eyes, and the comments that Peter give is heavily rebuked by Jesus, but because of Jesus' love and wants to correct him.
在马太福音26章里面， 当主耶稣基督就要被钉十字架的时候，
So in Matthew 26, right when Jesus is to be nailed on the cross,
主耶稣基督对他的12个门徒说， 你们都到了那个时候，你们都会要离开我。
Jesus said to his 12 apostles, when that time comes, you all will leave me.
彼得那时候 有很大的信心和勇气。
Now, what was Peter like? Well, he was full of his guts and faith.
他说, 众人都会退后, 我永不退后。
He said, in loose paraphrase, all will leave, but I will never leave.
但是主耶稣基督说不然, 因为在讥笑声, 这个天亮之前, 你要三次的否认我。
But Jesus said to him, that's not true, because before the dawn, and the rooster crows 3 times, you will deny me 3 times.
果然，在主耶稣基督被祭司长逮捕到他们的这个 厅堂面前，在受审的时候，
and then truth be told, when Jesus was arrested by the head of the priests and then was brought to the court.
彼得远远的在后面跟着，在他在这个外面，在院子里面，在看这件事情。Peter
followed from afar.
然后有人就问说，诶，我好像认得你啊，你不就是跟耶稣一起的吗？
And then someone saw Peter and said to Peter, hey, aren't you one of the followers of this Jesus?
他说，你在说什么？我不明白。
And Peter said, respond, I don't know what you're talking about.
第二次有人说，你不是跟耶稣一起的吗？
And second time, same question was asked to Peter, aren't you one of those followers of Jesus?
他坚决地否认说，不是。
Peter said, without a doubt, no.
第三次又有人来说，我看你就是那个耶稣的门徒。
And third time around, someone came with a more firm comment, like, hey, I know you are a follower of Jesus.
第三次发誓他不是跟耶稣有关系的人。
The third time, Peter swore that he was not a follower of Jesus.
几个小时之前，他才在他的主的面前拍胸脯说：“我就是永远不会离开你的。”
But a few hours ago, in before his Lord, he boasted with confidence that he would never betray and deny.
当他第三次否认耶稣的时候，
But at the third time, when he denied the Lord,
计较。
The cock crowed.
然后圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就看着彼得。
And then the it is the Bible says Jesus looked straight at Peter.
彼得那时候是无地自容。
And Peter was so ashamed of himself.
可是彼得故事并没有在这里就结束啊。But
see, Peter's story did not end there in shame.
因为当我们在信心上面受到挫折，当我们在生活上面软弱的时候，
Because, you know, when we are discouraged in our faith and when we become weak in our flesh,
那是因为我们没有凭信心。
That's because we are not acting through our faith.
我们是凭着我们能够看见的。
We are seeing through our fleshly eyes.
我们是下意识里面在我们的肉体和我们的思想当中所做出来的反应。
And subconsciously, we are reacting merely by our fleshly reactions.
它并不代表我们爱主和追求主的心。
But see, these actions does not reflect our true love for our Lord.
主知道这一点。
And you know, God, our Lord, knows that.
神爱我们，他的目的永远是要回复我们。
God loves us, and His purpose was always to revive us, to recover. You know, we are not truthful to our God oftentimes. But God is honest and truth, and He will always be so. And He will always come and
We are faithless, but He is always faithful.
He's always faithful.
So even if we fall in our faith, God's purpose and His intent is always to restore us.
Restore us, right.
所以我们知道主耶稣基督升天之后，这个复活之后向门徒显现。
And that's why when God had, Jesus came back from the dead, He revealed Himself before His apostles.
主耶稣基督特别问彼得，他没问别人，他就问彼得，他问什么？
And Jesus specifically asked Peter, and what did He ask him?
他说，你爱我吗？
And He asked Peter, do you love me?
彼得说，我爱啊。
And Peter said, I do. I love you.
可是主耶稣基督又问他一次，你爱我吗？
So Peter asked, Jesus asked Peter again the second time, do you love me?
你知道他第二次不好意思了。
And then so second time, Peter is feeling a little bit of shame.
所以事实上他回答的不是我爱你，是 我是蛮尊重，蛮喜，蛮这个敬爱你。
So the second time, out of shame, the real response from Peter was more like, I respect you and I like you a lot.
他不敢说他爱主。
And because he's so shameful, he's afraid to say that I love you.
但是因为他 否认了主三次，所以主要问他三次。
Well, and then it is because he denied the Lord three times, so it's only natural that Jesus asked him three times.
所以第三次主耶稣基督说，你爱我吗？
And then so the third and last time when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
你想他心里的感受是什么？
Now, can you imagine what is Peter feeling at that moment?
他说，主啊，你什么事情都知道，所以你知道我的心。
He just pretty much surrendered. He replied to Jesus. He said, you are God. You know all things. You know my heart. And you know I love you.
那耶稣给他的托付就是你要来照管我的群羊。
Then Jesus said unto Peter, you are to look after my sheep.
这是主耶稣基督三年在这世上带着彼得 每一天的跟随他。
And this is something accomplished by Jesus leading Peter in this world daily for three whole years.
主耶稣基督将圣经的话，并且神亲自的启示交给了彼得。
Jesus had given Peter the word from word from God and the revelations from God.
彼得是用尽他的全心全意的来跟随耶稣来学习。
And Peter, in return, followed Jesus with all of him.
知识上面被这个认知上面被教导被调整。
In his knowledge, he was corrected.
在他的性格，在他的心灵深处，不断的被主耶稣基督浇灌，这个浇灌、带领、呵护。
And in his personality, his fleshly personality, he was nurtured, corrected, and taught over and over again.
但是当主耶稣基督升天之后，他所应许的圣灵，主耶稣基督的灵降临到彼得的身上。
And then when Jesus has risen to heaven and the promised Holy Spirit has befallen on Peter,
我们就开始看见彼得他整个人的性格就有了很大的转变。
And then this is when we see the big transformation of Peter in his personality.
我们看见彼得他的信心不只是凭眼见了，是凭他对主的应许，他在过他的生活。
And it is obvious that Peter does not base his faith on what he sees anymore. He bases his actions and faith on what has been promised by God.
从一个角度来说，我们可以说彼得啊，他是一个男人中的男人。
So you know, from one's perspective, we can say Peter is a man of man.
可是他的这个男人的性格啊，许许多多是属肉体的性格。
But you know, this manliness, much of it, it's from the flesh of human beings.
但是他的一生之中，因为他跟随主耶稣基督，他将主耶稣的基督的教导实实际际的在他的生活当中，他去体验。
But because Peter truly experienced and felt the teachings from Jesus in his daily life.
他开始在他的信心当中，他走神的路。
Now, led by his faith, he's walking on God's narrow path.
在使徒行传里面，我们看见他放胆的传讲神国的福音。
And in Acts, we see that Peter preached the gospel with no fear.
他不再畏惧这世俗的这些权柄对他所施的压力。
He no longer crumbles before the pressure that's exerted on him by these worldly officials.
我们看见他对人不再是有批评指责，而是对他们有关爱怜悯。
We see that he no longer condemns or comments on people, but instead he gives compassion.
我们看见他对人对事的看法不再是以他自己个人主观的看见而去执行，而是依靠圣灵的引领，还有神的启示的带领。
And we could see clearly that he no longer views the world with his objective self-centered view, but to view it in a faithfully manner.
弟兄们,
so brothers,
我们要成为一个属灵的男人。
We are to be a spiritual man.
我们每一个人都要学习做一个属灵的男人。
Every one of us have to learn to be a spiritual man.
那我们就要受圣灵的感动。
Now we need to be led and touched by the Spirit.
我们要去每日的去亲近神的话语。
We are to come close to God through God's word.
我们要去认识神的心意。
We are to know God's heart.
然后我们愿意能够敞开我们的心，去让神的话在我们的生命当中能够去实践。
And to open keep our heart open so that we can fulfill and act out God's commands.
那我们就会看到我们的性格得到成长，得到成熟。
And we will see transform in our personality.
妻子很自然的就会开始来学习跟随我们的带领。
And our wives will naturally be drawn to us and see our leadership.
你会看见孩子渐渐的开始愿意顺服你对他们的教导，智慧的教导和对他们的爱里面的带领。
And naturally you will see your children follow obeying your commands and follow your instructions.
在这个社会上面，在你服务的岗位，如果你有做带领的事项，你就会发现你是用神的眼目，你是有神的性格去带领人，而不是用这个属世的领袖的这些所谓的风格去做事。
And if you take on a leadership role in the worldly profession, then you will see that you lead with God's vision.
Yeah, 在教会里面。
And then you throw away all these what we call the good qualities of characteristics of leadership.
Right. 在教会里面，我们就看见属灵的男人照着神的心意去带领教会。
And in church, you'll see that spiritual man lead with spiritual qualities.
这是神给我们的托付。
And this is what God wants us.
这是他给我们的鼓励。
And this is encouragement from God.
我愿我们弟兄们能够来学习如何的被主塑造成为一个属灵的男人。
May brothers learn how to be willingly be shaped by God to become a man of faith. Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Oh, Father, we thank you.
主彼得的一生是何等的精彩，何等的丰富。
Oh, what a life, what abundance life Peter had led.
我们今天就短短的半个小时，事实上是数说不尽的。
Now it is too much for a mere 30-minute sermon to cover.
但是我们今天就算这么短短的对他的人生做了一个简介。
But even though we gave a short, brief abstract about Peter's life.
你让我们看见的主事实上不是彼得的故事。
But what you have revealed to us is not a story of Peter.
你给我们看见的是你的故事。
You revealed to us your story.
是你奇妙的恩典在彼得的身上所做的奇妙的改变、改造的工作。
It is this wonderful transformation that occurred on this person, Peter, through your wonderful, amazing grace.
是一个男人可以从一个属肉体的一个风格和性格当中能够转变到一个受人敬慕被你重用的属灵的性格当中。
We saw how a man transformed from his fleshlessness to this widely respected godliness.
今天主我们在你的面前祈求。
Oh Lord, now today we pray before you and ask.
我们每一个人特别是教会的弟兄们我们这属于你的男人。
That every one of us, especially the brothers in the church, the man that belongs to you.
主我们都有一个属灵的故事。
That we may all have a spiritual story.
但是主我们注重的不是我们自己在人面前的表现。
But what we focus is not what we act out in front of people.
主我们愿意呈现出来的是你在我们身上的故事。
But what we want to present and reveal is what you have accomplished in our lives.
主你要男人做领袖。
Lord, you made men to be leaders.
男人很自然的就是要做领袖。
And so naturally, man wants to be leaders.
可是我们如果是在肉体当中。
But Lord, if we lead through flesh.
如果我们是在这个属世的观念当中。
And we lead through worldly values.
甚至是在我们的罪恶当中。
And we lead in our sin.
这样的领导是没有属灵的价值的。
There is no value in this type of leadership.
是没有办法在他人的生命当中有建造的。
This leadership will never be constructive in other people's lives.
求主你让我们每一位弟兄在你面前都有这样的一颗心。
So Lord, I pray that all the brothers will have this heart and mentality before you.
我们愿意紧紧地跟随你。
We are willing and want to follow you closely.
我们要受你话语和圣灵的改造。
We want to be transformed by your word and by you.
成为一个更荣耀
to be more glorifying
成为更属灵
to be more spiritual
成为更合心意的男人
to be more man of your heart
被你使用
to be used by you
甚至被你重用
even to be used by you greatly
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in your holy name
Amen
Amen